A new law on the books in Illinois designed to collect more sales taxes from online purchases. I'm Bill Wheelhouse. That's one of the topics on this week's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. SJR Business Editor Tim Landis joins us. Tim, tell us about the state's latest effort to try to get more sales tax into the till.
Well, this has been an ongoing issue, as you know, and not just for Illinois, of collecting sales taxes on out-of-state purchases, particularly Overstock.com, Amazon.com, the really big ones. But this goes across the board, purchases large and small. And back in 2013, the Illinois Supreme Court threw out the previous law. They found it violated the Federal Commerce Clause. So effective January 1, and this happened rather quietly, a new definition of out-of-state sales took effect. And to oversimplify it, they basically took out the word internet to try to cover all sorts of remote sales. And they expect to start collecting that February 1. So we shall see how that goes.
But there are those who say what you have done here is no better than what you had.
Well, the Performance Marketing Association brought the lawsuit that resulted in the 2013 court decision. We talked to them. They got a look at the new rules and said they're no better than the old ones, and that the state has probably opened itself up to another legal challenge. And we should point out here, online purchases are not tax-free in Illinois. You're supposed to self-report those taxes. Now, it's anybody's guess how many folks actually do that. But what it comes down to is ultimately this will have to be resolved at the level of Congress, get some sort of consistency across the country. But you know what kind of financial shape the state is in, Bill? And estimates are something up to $1 billion worth of uncollected taxes. So you can understand why that's not something they're willing to just ignore.
And on a local issue, a Springfield manufacturer has acquired an Ohio company. Can you fill us in on the details?
Well, anytime we can talk about manufacturing, we like to take that chance. I mean, this is a state government healthcare town. Nudo Products was founded here in 1954. They make laminated products for walls, office dividers, ceilings, floors. And they just purchased a company in Ohio called Marlite Corporation, which essentially does the same thing. Now, with that acquisition, Nudo has doubled its national workforce. They have about 200 here in Springfield and another 200 now at the Ohio manufacturing facility. And at least in the long term, they say this will allow them to enter new markets and grow their sales volume and maybe begin to add jobs both in Ohio and in Springfield.
Ag is always a business in Illinois, and with a new governor, there's a new ag director. He's familiar to many farmers because he was a former president of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Yeah, Philip Nelson was president of the Farm Bureau for 10 years. He's still an active farmer, has a livestock and grain operation in LaSalle County, and was named by Governor Rauner as the new director of agriculture. We had a few minutes on the phone with him last week, Bill, when he was named, and he talked about the things you might expect, you know, consumer education, environmental law, and grain prices, infrastructure for moving that grain. But he spent a lot of time talking to us about the need to really have a long-term upgrade to the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. It is a year-round facility, but he talked quite a bit about it. Need to upgrade the buildings, some of the facilities, and perhaps make that an even better attraction for year-round business than it already is.
Any hints on where funding would come for that?
Well, that's always going to be the question. We're getting the sense, and this really goes across the Rauner administration, they like to talk about public-private partnerships. I don't think anyone expects a big pot of money is going to come out of state government for fairground upgrades. But he's worked a lot in the private sector and certainly through the Farm Bureau. So we might see some creative public-private initiatives, at least what he's talking about initially, once he gets settled into that office.
Tim Landis is business editor of the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.